Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Josh in shotgun, second and goal at the three. The snap, the pass, it is caught by Diggs. Gets a few blocks and he goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. What a well-executed play that was. 3 yards. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs for the Buffalo touchdown, the first touchdown of the game.
It was just one of those games where we kind of had to figure it out. We had a little bit of a win problem and then just trying to figure out what they're in and what they're doing and trying to get some completions. You know, as a quarterback, I always say I can't imagine how hard it is. So as a receiver, you're just trying to be there for them, make the plays for them, give them that confidence that you can chuck it around and everybody's just doing their job.
Lamar Jackson back to throw, guns it into the end zone, intercepted. 2 yards deep in the end zone, intercepted by Taron Johnson, and he brings it out, and he's still on the run. He may go all the way. He's at the Baltimore 40, the 30, gets a block at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards with an end zone interception, touchdown Buffalo!
Man, that was huge. We made a similar play against Ben and the Steelers. That was a huge play and a big stop for our defense. I thought Leslie Frazier and our defensive staff and the players just executed at a high level, and that play was huge in terms of momentum. I think we were up 10-3, up 7 at that point, so it was a huge play for us.
We're super excited for the chance to go and get to play this game next week. And it's a fun one to be a part of. Obviously, there's some things we can clean up. At the end of the day, it's the playoffs. You win or you go home, and our team found a way. Our defense stepped up. Taron Johnson, play just changed the game. Unbelievable.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout.
Get back to your calls in a moment. Get a quick comment in on Josh Allen, but an update too on coach search. You know, because we've been talking about Brian Daboll, and the Chargers have their man. And Detroit apparently has settled on their candidates, which would leave Houston and Philly. Jeff McClain from the Philadelphia Inquirer, he covers the Eagles for the Inquirer, does have Brian Daboll listed as one of the guys they still want to interview for the job there. So they've interviewed Joe Brady, Robert Saleh, of course he took the Jets job, Arthur Smith, he's off the market, Jared Mayo, Deuce Daly, Josh McDaniels, want to interview Todd Bowles, Brian Daboll, Eric Bieniemy.
So Josh McDaniels is he gonna leave New England
now?
He tried to once and then changed his mind, and now he's you'd almost have to wonder: if we hire you, are you gonna do the thing you did to Indianapolis, or are you really gonna take the job? You know,
and it sounds like the deal is whoever's getting the job, I think, is getting Carson Wentz. It sounds like that was like the owner wanted to keep Wentz, and Peterson wasn't sold on him. So I'm going to guess they're not trading Carson Wentz in the offseason, and that would be your quarterback or one of your quarterbacks going forward with Jalen Hurts. So maybe Daboll still gets interviewed by the Eagles, and Leslie Frazier interviewed yesterday with Houston. So just throw that out there real quick. Get your thoughts on Josh's game Saturday night, from Saturday night. Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business, so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business.
I suppose it looked like a game where the wind was a big factor for them, right?
And
kind of blew things off course a bit.
Yeah.
It was not a great game for the quarterback. It was not a great game passing the ball for really either quarterback.
But, yeah. You think about the bomb to Diggs. He was open. You think about there was a back shoulder throw to Gabriel Davis, I think, would have put the ball at around maybe the 10-yard line of the Ravens, and he missed him on that. So he was missing throws. That's why you wonder about the wind. He was missing throws he normally hits. And I don't think it was a byproduct of pressure. You know, there were times that the pass pro was really good. They weren't blitzing a lot, or at least less than they normally do. So I think he had some good pockets, and he missed throws that normally he hits on. Although, you know, he had a big throw to Diggs on the one touchdown drive. Had the little loft pass, whatever, on third down to Dawson Knox that kept that drive going as well. So he had a couple plays when he needed to, but sure, it was not the Josh Allen performance we really are used to. They did a nice job limiting him and his legs too, by the way, the other night. We'll get some of your calls. Hey, we got lines open if you want to get in. If you got a busy signal earlier, call us now. And we'll get your stories from the weekend as we all talk about the Bills getting back to the AFC Championship game. If you need to call us, 803-0550 or, of course, 888-550-2550.
I'm just going back through the Bills-Chiefs matchup the first time because I wanted to find out, you know, what happened in that game. It seems like it was forever ago, right? That was week six. The Chiefs went to 5-1. The Bills went to 4-2. Bills did have a lead in that game. They led it 3-0. They got the first score on the board. And, you know, at halftime, it's 13-10. It's a game that ultimately Kansas City wins by 9 points. They kind of got ahead two scores. Bills score late in the fourth quarter. Bohorquez punts 4 times. This is back in the portion of the season where the Bills had those third quarter lulls.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like they
That's
did
gone.
Not score. Yeah, right. That is gone for the most part. Yeah. They did not score in the third quarter. The Bills didn't. And, you know, to only put up 7 in the entire second half, it's just – it's one of the things about this matchup that I'm eager to see. You know, we could talk about the Bills' defense getting a second crack at the Chiefs. I'm more interested in the Bills' offense getting that second crack because Kansas City's defense is not great by any means. I mean, they've got some nice players over
there
for sure.
Yeah.
But I just want to see what kind of adjustments they make in this matchup because for whatever reason, it was a windy day that day. The game got moved, so, you know, routine was off. Allen was 14 of 27 for 122. 2 touchdowns and a pick.
Yeah.
And I can remember maybe the biggest play they had in the passing game, Diggs got interfered with down the one sideline. So that got them in position.
Got the touchdown, that's right.
They got a touchdown to Diggs on a great throw and catch.
Yeah.
Running the ball, Singletary went for 3.2 per carry. Moss went for 2.0 per carry. Nothing that they did really seemed to work offensively for whatever reason.
I bet I'm going to guess their third down percentage that night wasn't that good either, right? There were a number of punts in the game, I'm going to guess. I got to go
third
back
downs,
and look at the game.
The Bills
book.
Were 4-for-9 on third down.
Right, that's not as bad as I thought. All right.
Yeah.
Because they really struggled in third downs. Well, in the first half the other night, they couldn't even buy a third down for a while.
Here's what it came down to. I mean, total plays. The defense couldn't get off the field because the Chiefs were really effectively running the ball. You know, total plays was 73-50 advantage Chiefs. And that reminds me of a stat yesterday. So in the early portions of that Chiefs-Browns game, the Chiefs had run 20 plays and got 11 first downs.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah, Nance mentioned
plays.
That. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Holy cow.
Those first two drives, they were just carving them up. Yeah.
Right. And I think if Mahomes doesn't leave that game with an injury, it never gets close. I mean, they probably find their way to get more points. Right, Butker missed a kick. They had to settle for field goals a couple times.
Yeah, Butker had a bad day. I don't think Mahomes is throwing that interception to the safety in the end zone. I mean, it's a terrible pass by Henny. Yeah.
Yeah. But credit for Chad Henne for that scramble they got.
Stupid 3rd-and-14 or whatever the hell it was. Yeah. And then, look, you know, they passed the ball. They normally would pass the ball anyway on 4th-and-inches with Mahomes, right? And he still did it with Chad Henne when I thought they were just trying to get
right,
him to jump offside.
Call.
It was.
You could have just run a sneak there.
Yep.
And it looked like, you know, it's funny because they line up and it looks like they're not going to go for this.
Well, he's in shotgun, so they're not sneaking, right? They're not.
Right.
I thought they were trying to get him to jump.
Yep. And then maybe that's a way you get a defense to let its guard down, and they run that play to Hill all the time on really important short yardage situations. So I'm sure the Bills will be looking at that exact play they run on 4th down to lock up that game.
There was a game, I think Romo even referenced it, maybe their Tampa game, same kind of thing where they had the ball, was late, they were holding on to a lead, and I believe it was 4th down as well, and it was not only are we going for it, we're going to throw it, and typically it is Hill, who was in the – I went back. He was in the slot. He did a great job of juking the cornerback right off the snap. Yeah. They're aggressive. Yes, they go for it on 4th down with a lead. They don't punt the ball away and trust their defense. And they'll throw anytime and apparently with anybody since they did it with Chad Henne yesterday. I think that's really impressive about Kansas City and what Andy Reid's done out there with that offense.
Meanwhile, thanks to Dale for pointing out, Kansas City game, no Milano. And Edmonds was still healing from a shoulder injury.
Right. And Brown was gimpy, right?
Yeah. Can I give you your stat of the day?
Hang on. You have to wait. Stat of the day brought to you by Skyworks, the official equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. Now you can give the stat of the day.
Maybe you knew this. Maybe we knew this. Maybe Bills fans knew this. I guess I didn't know this. When Matt Milano plays, they're unbeaten.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The Bills have not lost with him in the lineup.
Is that right?
Period. Yep.
Right. Tennessee, Kansas City, and then the Arizona game he was out to?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. That was in the three game he was. No.
I just pulled up his game log to make sure he didn't play in Kansas City, and it's all W's.
How about that?
Every single game. All right.
Well, then you better re-sign him in the offseason. I think that's a pretty significant stat, right?
I mean, if you're him, wouldn't you walk around the locker room and be like, guys, just saying, you know?
I would call my agent.
Even if he's hurt, McDermott should dress him. Like, go out there for one play.
Well, he does. Right. I mean, he does so much, you know? We got Daryl Talley coming up in about 15 minutes, and I want to ask him what he thinks about, like, Milano and Edmonds. But Milano, those guys were, again, I'm going to guess they're on the field for every snap again the other night. And, you know, the work they did on Mark Andrews defensively was tremendous. But Milano, he can fly in and tackle a guy on a screen pass, on run support. He can play in coverage. Maybe he's part of whatever they're going to try and do to stop Travis Kelce on Sunday night. He's just such a valuable weapon in so many different ways on the defensive side of the ball. Fifth round pick, right? Mid-round draft pick. I'm still blown away by that. Let's see. Where are we going? Syracuse. Okay. Bob, thanks for holding on, and go right ahead.
Hey, so I wanted to make just a quick observation and just ask you guys a question. And first and foremost, I wanted to say that I think I'm about the same age as you, Howard. So I think we both have been through this roller coaster of Bills lifetime emotions going from, I'm going back to the 70s. If I do recall, I think you were a Jets fan way back when you were a kid. Is that right?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm 35, so I'm not sure where you're going with this age thing. So.
Okay. Well, I've seen the replay of the interception many, many times, like everybody else has. I did see something that I didn't.
Ah, we lost you. Ah, crap. The line went dead. Call back. Bob, call back. You're completely dropped off. All right, and let me get to Peter, and hopefully Bob will get, Bob, if you call us back, we'll make sure we get you right in. Peter in Painted Post, welcome. Go right ahead.
Thank you. So, as I mentioned or was listening to things earlier, so first off, born and raised in South Buffalo, moved down here to Painted Post 30 years ago. I've got my Dish Network set up out of Buffalo, so I get all the Buffalo channels and Buffalo news, which is awesome. And then recently just got myself hooked up with the Fubo TV so I could finally get to watch my Sabres games on MSG and other channels there. But in any case, the question I had was related to conversation that took place earlier around the concussion thing. So my one daughter's an ATC at a college down in the Southern Tier there, Division I school, what have you. But she's kind of my go-to when I come to having questions about things that I see going on. And for NCAA, the concussion protocol for the five-stage process is a day-by-day thing. So stage one's today, stage two is tomorrow. So NFL is probably different, as I heard earlier. The other thing that I was wondering about was related to the toe. You know, some buddies of mine are kind of speculating turf toe. You know, my daughter's saying, hey, yeah, look kind of like a hyperextension can be taped because he was moving around okay. Didn't seem like it was affected him too terribly bad. What are your thoughts around that side of things?
I have no idea.
I saw a couple people say turf toe. I don't know what it is. I mean,
yeah.
It was just obviously affecting the
way
he was.
It was bothering him. Yeah. I mean, and this is a guy whose legs are important.
Yeah, pain or tightness or something. I'm not quite sure.
No, he was hobbling. I mean, he was definitely hobbling around. Like, he was still making plays, by the way, but he was for sure hobbling. You know what, the concussion? I don't know. Again, I'm not a doctor. This is way beyond my expertise. As I said, I think I'm going to operate thinking he will be back because, as opposed to the NHL, I never tracked college football concussions, to be honest with you, but we've seen guys get concussed and a week later they play. Now, I don't know the severity of his, but we know in this league you can get concussed on a Sunday and be practicing during the week and be cleared by the end of the week and play the next Sunday.
It happened with Josh Allen last year.
Right.
Right.
So some guys it does, some guys it doesn't. I mean, there's no right. I don't have a number for you. But he can play. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that by the end of the week he's cleared by the independent neurologist and the Kansas City team physicians, and he plays on Sunday.
I mean, it's not only out of the realm of possibility. I'd say it's unbelievably likely that he's cleared.
That he wouldn't
by,
play, yeah, right.
That he's a full participant on Thursday. Because, you know, it's funny. I'm not trying to make light of concussions. I want to say I'm not a doctor, but I've watched a lot of football, and guys with concussions come back.
Yeah, right.
You know, they don't come
right.
back in the same game, but they come back the next week.
Yeah.
Whether it's Josh Allen, Ben Roethlisberger, whoever, guys come back. And maybe they're affected. We'll see. I mean, I'm not sure if there's – I'm sure somebody's done it, the record of a player that
first
has –
first game back?
Yeah, first game back with a concussion, especially a quarterback.
Right.
You know, you'd want to know the record. You want to know – a baseline of how good that player is. I mean, we're talking about Mahomes, arguably the best quarterback in football. So if he's down a notch, that's still pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
If you're a bad quarterback and you come down a notch, that's, well, you're not all that good. So, yeah, I just – football churns these guys in and out. Keep going. Get in there. It's the AFC championship game, you know? Good. I mean, you're going to – good luck keeping Mahomes away. What would we say if Josh was the one that got concussed in the game yesterday? We would be saying he'll be ready.
He'll be back.
He'll
yeah.
be ready, right? He'll be back. He'll be there. Whether or not we know it, I just feel like that would be the feeling, that he's good. They're going to find a way. He's going to be okay.
Bob called back. Awesome. Thanks, Bob. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, so I did notice something on that return. And if you look really closely, you can see Taryn and Trey make eye contact.
Hmm.
And they crossed each other. And it was really cool because they're both going full speed, and they just knew where each other wanted to go. So I just thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So the other point I wanted to make, I watched closely the approach that Cleveland had on defense. And I'm just thinking, you know, what would the Bills do? And I noticed what Romo made some interesting points. And he's sneaky smart when it comes to defensive approaches. Did you see what he highlighted that corner? He says, you know, you got to do something to disrupt this offense. You got to either start setting pressure, and you have to start mixing up. You can't allow Mahomes just to be able to run against a base defense. You know what I mean? And that's what they were doing, even though I think the Bills' corners are much better, their secondary is much better than the Browns. They weren't taking any chances at all. They were just letting Mahomes sit back, and they were trying to play cover. I don't know if they were probably trying to play more zone. I think they were playing more zone.
It seemed like they were sitting back in the secondary, too. Like, they were trying to keep everything in front of them. And Mahomes was basically, they were doing, like, yards after catch. They're throwing underneath and then running after catch.
Didn't work. Now, my question is, what do you think? First of all, you think, you know, Leslie Frazier listens to Romo, number one. Number two, what do you think differently the Bills will approach just from, like, a pressure or defensive, you know, standpoint? I'll hang up and listen.
I would bet this is where that foot injury comes in. I would bet that if that foot injury is a factor, you're more likely to send some pressure.
Yeah, you blitz a bit, because you wouldn't normally blitz this guy.
They didn't blitz him one
time.
Is
it? It was zero. Really? All right.
It was zero blitzes.
Wow.
The only blitz they had in that previous game against the Chiefs was a run blitz.
Hmm.
They did not blitz Patrick Mahomes a single time in the first matchup, and because Mahomes kills the blitz. Now, if his foot is a factor, or if they won, I don't even go like decision-making concussions, but I would just think the play of that game, Pringle, right? You remember Pringle catches a big third down.
Yep.
Maybe on a play like that, maybe on a third and long, they get a holding penalty, they get a third and 18. In that situation, you'd say, this is the only spot maybe we will blitz because we can't let these guys get open down the field. He will find somebody who will get time.
Yep.
If that foot injury is a factor, you send pressure and you try to get home on that. Because
that's a big third down conversion.
It was a very big third down. Yep. You know, again, he was 21 of 26. So you kind of get to a point where you say, well, if we blitz him, he's going to kill us. All right, well, what happened? Well, he killed us.
Yeah.
So you've got to find a way. Maybe it's situational. I don't know. I can't wait to find out how they do it, how they approach it, because we talked about it with Sal earlier, and Sal's coming up for the Extra Point Show. You know, it's his belief they will do something different.
Question you'd have
is,
to.
What will they do?
You'd have to do something different. But I still believe the overriding philosophy of the defense will still be to not get beat over the top, to not give up the big plays, and to try and keep everything in front of you. And I don't think I thought they would have blitzed like just a handful of snaps against Mahomes. I didn't realize it was zero. But I would think that the same concept the Bills use defensively for the most part in terms of their pass defense is we're not giving up the big plays. We're going to have our safeties back. We're going to keep everything in front of us. I would assume they're going to do that. I think as Bob pointed out one thing that does help the Bills, their secondary is better than the Browns' secondary. The Browns don't have Trey White. And, you know, the Bills have Hyde and Poyer. So I'm, and, you know, Darren Johnson, they're good. And the rotation with Levi Wallace and Josh Norman has been fine. So they do have a much better secondary to try and deal with, you know, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all the weapons. Little Kelce could be a linebacker covering him. 803-0550 to join us. Hey, phone line's open. We are continuing taking your calls. It is Bills Football Monday. When we get back, Daryl Talley's going to join us. We're going to try and get some the Bills from the early 90s. I thought it would be kind of cool to get these guys on the show this week. And they've all been tweeting about how much they've been enjoying this season. And now they are joined by this Bills team as, you know, entrance in the AFC Championship game. So Daryl's going to join us in a moment. Your calls, too. And as Jeremy mentioned, Sal will be on the way at 10 o'clock with another Extra Point show on WGR.
Stays in the block. Jackson fires, and that will be intercepted in the end zone by Johnson. Karen Johnson. And only Jackson can stop him now. Too late to the end zone. Touchdown. Johnson had a pick six against Roethlisberger in one of the Pittsburgh games this year. And what a play on a third and goal.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I've made it to this round, so I was 0-2 before, so I finally got a win this round. So just happy to be a part of it and have another opportunity to play. Oh yeah, they won the game for us. Play lights out, they're flying around, swarming the ball, and coaches did a great job of scheming it up, and the players did a good job of executing. They definitely won us the game tonight.
That is Cole Beasley. No catches. He and Gabriel Davis, neither one had a catch the other night.
Cole Beasley, two targets, no catches. That is incredible job by Baltimore, right?
It sounded like I think they played a lot of zone, but it sounded like they made sure Marlon Humphrey was as close to Cole Beasley as possible.
Yep.
And he did a great job of taking him out. Yeah.
Speaking of this game, I just retweeted a Brian Baldinger breakdown of all of Jerry Hughes highlights, hurrying, harassing Lamar Jackson. be sure to take a peek at it if you can. He's on Twitter at BaldyNFL and broke down Jerry Hughes, who had a whale of a game.
Quick thing too on the, because we're getting calls about Mahomes and the concussion discussion. Oh, I'm gonna have to change that phrase. I can't do that all week. It's
concussion discussion.
Yeah, it sounds like something on a Saturday morning. The old cartoons. Concussion discussion. I don't know. Anyway, Lindsey Jones from The Athletic has an article up. Patrick Mahomes' injury. What happens next with the concussion protocol? Haven't read the whole thing, so I can't give you all the information in here, but some snippets include. According to the NFL's concussion data, which is collected by a healthcare company, the median time for the 29 quarterbacks who suffered a concussion between 2015 and 2019 to complete the protocol and return to play was 7 days, which would obviously be enough for Patrick Mahomes to. And again, each concussion is different, but that would be enough for Patrick Mahomes to come back. Further, what happens next in protocol? Mahomes will have another concussion evaluation today. Standard protocol for any player who suffers a head injury during a game and will begin a 5-step process for being cleared to return to play. No set number of days for how long the process can take, so it's irresponsible to speculate on the timeline based on things like how quickly Mahomes jogged into the locker room or tweets he sent out after the game.
And median, obviously more important here, more useful than average, because if a guy misses a year, then that's going to pull the average in a direction. Median is just, 7 days, half the guys were back earlier than that, and half the guys later than that.
Right. So that's the, again, just a couple little snippets.
Well, seven, I guess you can't miss any fewer than 7 days because that's when your game is. You can't exactly miss like 1 day, right?
You
have Monday off.
Right. And you've got to. Right. In theory, you'd have to go through the neurological exam and start the 5-step process for all this stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. To complete concussion protocol. So they just, like Sal said, you can be in concussion protocol and practice.
Correct. And in the article, they also confirm what we were saying earlier. So who determines if Mahomes can play next week against the Bills? It's not up to Mahomes. The Chiefs medical staff will be the first to clear Mahomes, but that decision will have to be reviewed and confirmed by an independent neurologist.
Is this like a replay where the independent guy comes in and says, well, I can't find conclusive evidence to overturn this, so we'll go with the call Chiefs.
Right. Seems okay to me. Yeah, right.
And then Gene Steratore will come on and say, well, guys, you got to go with the call on the field.
What do you see, an old doc? It sounds like he's okay. So anyway, that's the deal on that. All right, on our Wester hotline, ready to go. Awesome. We're going to hopefully chat with some of the great Bills players from the early 90s. Of course, last time the Bills were in the AFC Championship game, this guy was wearing a uniform. Daryl Talley is joining us, number 56 on the Western Hotline. Daryl, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
How are you guys doing?
We are pumped. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, I'm curious about a lot of things, actually, Daryl. But I'm wondering, I'm not going to ask you about how big the universe is. I'm just curious. We know it's stressful for fans watching these games, especially the playoff games. What's it like for you? What's it like for a former player? Are you pacing? Are you yelling at the TV screen like fans do, or are you a little bit more under control?
No, I'm not more under control. I am more under control. My wife doesn't let me go out and watch football games in public.
That's a good idea.
The TV, they yell at it.
Yeah. She's a smart woman. I did see her. I thought she tweeted out something the other day. Maybe it was Saturday morning that you and Bruce were already having conversations about gap control.
Yes. Yes, we were. We were having conversations about that. We needed gap integrity in that game.
Do you like text your former teammates during the game to talk about what's going on?
Yes, we do.
That's funny. I got to get in on these group conversations. So tell me, from your perspective, the success the team is having and being at this point for the first time since you guys played, what does it mean to the former Bills to see this success again?
I mean, everybody's excited for them. We're happy for them. We're happy for the people, the city of Buffalo. I mean, because these guys have not experienced that experience yet. Once they do, there'll be nothing that can take it away from them. It'll be something they'll have for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's you know, with the pandemic, obviously it's a little bit different. But what do you think about most when you guys were going on your runs and the entire community was just consumed by anything Buffalo Bills? What do you remember about those times?
That's what I mean. That's what I think they need to feel, because, I mean, it makes your skin, I mean, not just, you get chill bumps thinking about it. When you think about just how many fans would be there for wherever you came back from. And be honest with you, there aren't any fans like the ones that are in Buffalo, because they show up everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, they might show up in Kansas City on Sunday night.
They do.
I was just going to say, so you know, again, if you go back to your time playing, Daryl, as you're moving on in the playoffs, right? Maybe go back to your first season, because, you know, you'd already experienced going to the Super Bowl the next 3 years. So 1990, as you guys are moving through the playoffs and you're advancing each week, do you recall, I mean, what's it like when you're a player and you're at this point where you know you're going to play a game Sunday night and you are one win away from being in the Super Bowl for these guys their first time?
Number one, you don't think about it. You keep everything the same as it's always been all year. You don't go changing your routine just because it's a different game. You keep everything the same, because when you go to changing your routine is when you go to making large mistakes, because now you're not doing what you're used to doing, you're accustomed to doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something different. And each and every Sunday, you play football on Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's why you practice. 1 o'clock. So, therefore, your body clock is set and everything else is. So, you just continue to do what you've done all week. You've done all year.
We were talking a little bit earlier about guys like Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds and how important they have been in this game the other night, but overall in the performance of the defense. From a linebacker's perspective, how much do you enjoy watching those two guys play?
I enjoy the hell out of it, because they played their asses off. I mean, Tremaine was in some holes the other day that he did well, did very, very well, I thought.
We're with Daryl Talley here on the Wester Hotline. Wanted to ask you a little bit about Kansas City. What do you think? Bills at Kansas City. What are your thoughts about this matchup?
I know what it's like to go into Kansas City and play. And without the fans there, it should be a little easier, but it won't be, because now it's just on – the 53 guys and a coaching staff. And that's all it usually comes down to. You guys have just got to believe in each other and go forward from there. And as hard, as crazy as that sounds and as simple as it sounds, that's the honest to God truth of what it's going to take for them to win.
Yeah. Do you know, I forgot before I let you go, I did forget, I wanted to ask you this. So when Taron Johnson is returning that interception, did you flash back?
I was screaming at the TV.
You were screaming? Yeah. Well, don't repeat what you were screaming. I'll just take your word for it. But did you flashback at all to Carlton Bailey? And because there were, yeah, you know, there are a lot of similarities, Daryl. It's weird. Like, it was a playoff game.
He didn't have to go that far.
Well,
Carlton didn't have to go that far.
He did only go 11 yards. Good, fair point. But, right, didn't it make it a playoff game? The offense isn't scoring much, and here's the defense coming up with a huge touchdown.
Well, that's why it's called a team. That's why you have 53 guys on it. So everybody can participate.
Yeah. Yeah, 11 yards. That's kind of a cheap touchdown. I don't even think that should count, actually.
It should count. It counts.
Nah.
Every time you cross that white line.
There you are, sticking up for the defense again. Hey, Well, listen, try not to be too stressed out Sunday night and enjoy the AFC Championship game.
I am not going to be stressed out. I'm just going to do what I usually do before a game and sit there and watch. And yell at my TV.
All right, fair enough. Tell your wife to tweet out some video. I would like to see that, actually.
Okay, I will tell her that.
All right, thanks, Daryl. Thanks for coming on with us.
See you later, Howard.
All right, man. Uh-huh. All right, we'll get a break in. Hey, Extendo Sports coming in a moment. Sorry, lost track. Sal here for the top of the hour for the Extra Point Show. Yeah, go ahead.
Good. I want both of you here for the WebMD Extendo Sports.
Oh,
I've got
my.
Another explanation on what might have happened to Mahomes. And this kind of might get to Jay Glazer saying it wasn't really a concussion.
All right.
There's another thing that it might have been. Again, the WebMD, completely irresponsible, speculatory, Extendo Sports.
Nice. Well stated. Well, we'll have to see if we can sell that to somebody. Well, it is Football Monday, by the way, all day long on WGR, and it is presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
One more kneel down. Josh kneels it down, and now that'll do it. They can head to the locker room. The Ravens head first. Bills players head out on the field to shake hands, and the crowd is in celebration mode. They're dancing and singing and jumping around here in Orchard Park. And that's it. You just heard the referee, Carl Cheffers, say that's the end of the game. Zeros on the clock. 17 points for the Bills, 3 for the Baltimore Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills advance to the AFC Championship game next Sunday, 6:40 p.m., either here or at Kansas City. First time since January of 1994.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Howard Simon here for the folks over at Reimer Home Services. Hey, if you work in the HVAC industry, I want to give you a heads up on a couple of excellent career opportunities over at Reimer Home Services. There are two lead HVAC installer positions that are available right now. Reimer's been busy, and they need some installers. So if you're currently working for an HVAC company or you have experience as an installer, give Reimer Home Services a call. All the interviews are confidential, by the way. The offer also includes competitive pay, full benefits, and 401k. And if you're hired, you will receive up to a $5,000 signing bonus. Now, if you'd like to find out more, just give them a call. You'll also be working for, you know, the premier HVAC company in Western New York. They have consistent training, the opportunity for promotion, and as I said, all interviews will be kept confidential. If you would like to set up an interview, call the office right now, 694-8524. Again, it's 694-8524. When you call, ask for Joe. He's the general manager. That's for the HVAC positions available right now with Reimer Home Services.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
You ready for this? This unofficially WebMD.
Is this so? You've been Dr. Jersey. Are you now Dr. Concussion? Or
No. Again, like we've said all morning, speculating about how a concussion would be dealt with.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's hard to do, and each concussion is different. So, how about speculating that it wasn't actually a concussion?
All right. Well, that's different. I think. Okay.
Okay. So here's Jay Glazer. We talked about him. He tweeted that it wasn't a concussion, but he had to go into protocol. He said it was kind of like getting choked out. And there's a little bit like that article you referenced. Lindsey Jones just tweeted out the story from The Athletic about the median time that quarterbacks miss after a concussion. And somebody on the replies says, and there's a few people that have said this actually, that it might have been a brachial stun.
Oh, my.
Now, what a brachial stun is, you get a strike to your brachial plexus or nerve there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some things that if you get hit there, you get knocked unconscious. You get knocked out. The idea being, if you watch the tackle, he's tackled around the neck.
Yes, and he's twisted a little bit. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not a helmet to helmet. It's a very odd kind of tackle.
Right.
And that the idea being, it's around the neck, and what happens is your nervous system will go, gone for a minute. It's a brachial stun. Or some sort of blood flow thing. And what would happen, let's be honest, if you pass out for any reason on an NFL football field from low blood sugar, you're going into concussion protocol, right? So the idea being that he didn't suffer a concussion, but he went into concussion protocol, and now he has to go through concussion protocol, even if you don't actually suffer a concussion.
Yeah.
So something just to be on the lookout for. Maybe the Chiefs will tell the truth about that. Sells there, right?
Yes. By the way, can I just say, I just heard you, I heard most of what you said, and it's funny because, so when the play happened, I didn't see it live. I went back and watched, we came back, my wife and I and Max were out for a little walk, and then I saw what happened online, I said, oh, I gotta go see what happened to Patrick Mahomes. When I first saw the replay, Jeremy, I said, boy, it looks more like a neck issue than a head issue. I said, look the way he gets tackled.
But the front of his helmet but hit the ground. That's why I was thinking.
And you never know. I mean, maybe it could be that.
Right.
You never know. So I'm just saying that's the first inclination I had was that neck, looked more like neck than head.
Yeah. Huh. So here's a question for you with regard to concussion. Does the league and the teams say when a guy has been diagnosed with a concussion, or do they only say he's in the protocol?
It's a great question. I looked up this exact same thing last night. They do say out with a concussion if he's out with a concussion.
Did they say that about Mahomes?
They just said out, and then it said concussion. So, I mean, that's the thing about it. Like, yeah. But it could very well just be semantics, out, concussion protocol, right?
Couldn't they also?
I agree.
But they could come back in theory today. Could they come back and say, Jeremy, it's what break, well, whatever the term was?
Brachial stun or whatever.
Right. So could they come out and say, listen, after further diagnosis, he didn't have a concussion?
Right. They could. They could. I don't know if they could
because they officially, but the official injury designation
was a concussion.
When he was ruled out. I guess they could do that. You know what I mean? I mean, you could look and they should say after further tests. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's the Jay Glazer thing that's most interesting to me because, you know, Jay Glazer is, he's connected with a lot of players in the league. And whether he trains them or trains with them, I mean, he's a guy that's got some phone numbers, and if he says it wasn't a concussion, it was more of a chokeout, I mean, he's also very well versed in mixed martial arts and things like that, like, you know, you get choked out in the octagon, you go, you know, you're out for a minute, or if you get knocked out with a punch, you're out for a little bit. You don't always suffer concussions with these, so I don't know, it's interesting to watch. So we'll see if we get any more information on that. But again, rather than speculating on how long he'll be out with a concussion, there is also the possibility that it was actually something else. It was such a weird tackle you know, I think when you think back to it, you think, maybe it was different. Anyway, there you go. That's that. That's the unofficial.
Well, can I relate this to what happened in the Bills game? Like, there were people said to me they didn't think Lamar, like, hit, but then you look and his head did hit the turf, hard.
Oh, yeah.
But there were people initially who thought, oh, it didn't. And I'm like, but that turf is hard, especially when it gets colder, too.
And smacked the turf. Like, it really went backwards.
So, yeah, I think sometimes they hit harder than you think. And the turf in Kansas City, the grass, could have been also, like, you know, it could have hit it just in the right way moment.
His head did not look to me, again, I'm just not a doctor, but it didn't look like it hit as hard as Lamar's did. And I almost thought like the Cleveland player's hand was under the crown of the helmet when it hit the ground. But whatever, I thought Lamar was all about, his momentum's going backwards, and that thing just smacks into the turf. I mean, it sure looked like a concussion. And then he was out for a while. I mean, he was laying on the turf. Mahomes tried to get up.
Texter writes in, I once knocked myself out chewing food because a nerve in my neck was pinched.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
And that's all I'm saying is, I mean, I don't know what happened out there. I'm not trying to say I do. But if you were to get knocked out with a pinched nerve, you would be in the concussion tent so fast because the league is going to make sure that they're looking after that kind of thing.
Right.
Or at least give the impression that they are. I mean, you could say a lot about the concussions and the league. I just think that, you know, the protocol exists to try to cover themselves as much as anything. All right.
What do you got coming up?
Well, guys, there is an old cliche in sports that is not often true, but it is true this year for the Buffalo Bills specifically. And I'm going to tell everybody what that is at 10 o'clock. And, of course, looking forward to phone calls as well. So you can guess whatever it is. I got people already guessing what that cliche is. I may have already said it on the air with you guys this morning. I'm not sure. I might have given away. But it's something that I've been thinking about, and it's going to be front and center this morning on the air. But, hey, here we are in late January, I guess, if you will, now. It's the 18th, and we're still doing extra point shows. So I'm pretty thankful.
803-0550 to chime in and join Sal next on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.